Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Good morning, this is Roland. It's good to have you along today. It's about 5 minutes to six on Saturday, October 2nd. And while I thought it was going to be a lot cooler than it is this morning last night, at least at that point I was thinking it would be cooler right now. Actually, it's not cool, but it's not... It's not warm by any means, but it's 60 degrees, very comfortable. I did bring out my gloves to wear and then decided that I didn't really need those. I think we'll be fine without the gloves. But we are glad to have you along with us today. I want to begin by giving you a bit of an update on what's happened this past week as far as the training goes. Because as we finish up this week, we're getting really, really close to the half. So, all right, my watch is ready. We have got a signal, so we're good to go. And all right, let's get this run started. As I was saying, I ran, let's see, today's Saturday, so we go Sunday through Saturday. Last Sunday I ran 12 and a half thereabouts, and actually I think I covered more than that, but my watch did something a little bit funky and didn't get anything recorded for the other than the time. So that was a guess, but it could have been a little more, and probably was a little more, but we ran 2 hours. Hello, here's our kitty cat friend. Yeah, hey Jitter. Here's the kitten I'll tell you about, and here's Tigger. Hey Jitter, hey. So I'm not sure exactly how far I went. but at least 12 and a half. I need to slow down. That was on Sunday. Then Wednesday or Thursday actually, was my next run. If you remember, I only run 3 days a week. And on that day I ran, I think it was 74 and a half minutes. And ended up covering just over 8 miles. About a 9:16 pace. So we've got, guesstimating, 20 and a half miles. Could be as many as 21 and a half. We're gonna call it 20 and a half. Be conservative with the distance on the last Sunday's run. Well, today is gonna be a big run for me. But I am doing something really different. If you remember a while back, I was talking to you about the need to discover some prescription eyewear or your recommendations on what to do about that. I am really geared down today. You may be hearing some of my beans or a gel pack. Bouncing, so I apologize for that. Carrying a little more with me today than I typically do. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, last time I went running, I got out to the street. I locked the door, got out to the street. It was actually 10 seconds into the run when I realized, hey, wow, I've still got my glasses on. What am I going to do? Should I take them off and hide them? You know, somewhere, neighbors, hiding in the neighbor's bushes, or go back and risk disturbing everybody, you know, asleep, by getting back into the house, getting Odie wound up, or whatever. And so I decided, no, it's a, you know, 72-minute run. Ended up going a couple minutes longer, but anyway, I decided to wear them. And you know what I discovered? It was not an issue. It really wasn't. It's just like when I wear glasses during the daytime. Well, at night, as far as that goes, if I'm up. But you know how it is if you wear glasses. You don't think about that. And so, I didn't think about that either. And so I wore them. But a couple days ago, I had to go to Winston to visit with someone there in the hospital at Baptist at Wake Forest University, and came back by Dick's Sporting Goods outside of Haynes Mall, and began to look around and soon discovered two or three different types of things to hold your glasses in place. Because even though mine stayed on, I had to push them up occasionally, but really, it was no big deal. I think that if I had been going longer or in hotter weather, a lot more sweat, theoretically, they could become, you know, more unstable and begin to slip. So, I found a couple of types of headgear, and if you're looking for something, I'll just give you a really quick review. One of those was the wider kind that were soft, but it was wider, and you used it to hold your glasses in place. You put the tips, one tip of each of the frame there, you know, that goes over your ear, you put that into the end of this holder, and you take the other tip, put it in the other end of the holder, put it on, pull it tight as you want it to be, and you're good to go. Well, I tried that, and that wasn't very comfortable to me, because when you're hot and when you're sweating, You don't want it making a lot of contact with your head. You don't want it covering up space that could be breathing, so to speak, sweat evaporating. So I opted for a pair, I think with tax over $7, but there's a cord in the back. Good morning. Hey. Oh, that's fine. That's not a problem. Oh, that's all right. I stopped for the cats on my street. Yeah, that's not a problem. And at least they're not chomping at me.
No.
I am.
Yeah, for sure.
That's correct.
We've been going there for about 3 or 4 years.
You're kidding. Oh, really? Well, the next time you're there, of course, I don't get to preach every week, but next time you're there, speak up.
We will.
Yeah. Okay, good to see you. Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Y'all must be having a yard sale.
Yeah, we'll try.
Well, you got a good day for it. Y'all too. Okay, that was interesting. As I got down to the bottom of the hill on the street behind my house, this couple were out, and they have one lab that is huge, huge in size and huge in girth, black one. Of course, you know how labs are, exceptionally friendly. And then they have another dog. It looks like a corgi. I think that's how you say it. Both of them came out to me, but they told me they would love me to death. And then got to speaking to them, and the guy asked me, "Hey, are you?" He called me Mr. Cavanaugh. Makes me feel old. Anyway, I said, "Yeah, we go to your church." I said, "Really?" I haven't had a chance to officially meet them. I don't think I've ever shared on the show before what I do, but this might be a good time to do it. I remember what Steve Runner told me over at Fidipidations. He said, "Be true to yourself." And those of you who listen to the Fidipidations podcast, you know how much that's true for him. And I've tried to be true to myself and true to you. But I've never gone into great detail about what I do because it's not relative to you listening to me. But I have had people who have emailed me wanting to know that I sound more like a counselor at times than... Well, I am a counselor. I'm on staff at a large church here in High Point. Been on staff here about 8 years. And my main area of ministry is congregational care. And I also do a lot with senior adults. I've been involved heavily in our church's retirement community and our nursing home assisted living. Not as involved with that as much anymore. But if you have a crisis, if you're going to be having surgery, if you've had a death, if your kids run away from home, you need to talk to somebody, you're a drug addict, or you just are having some problems and you need an ear, well, more than likely, I'm the person you'll end up coming to. I will tell you this, I think it's clear because of doing this show, I'm a little different, and I've been told this from hospice counselors and women, other women or whatever, in public context, but I tend to share more about how I feel than some people, some men. Especially men, Not all men are like that. Not sharing or opening up. But, that's just the way I'm put together. If there's something on my mind, I don't mind talking to you about it. If I'm hurting, I appreciate listening here. I don't want to bottle it up and hold it inside. I know sometimes as runners, if we're not careful, this can get the best of us. And we think, well, my ability to get out and run X amount means I'm macho and I got it all together. I don't need to talk to anybody. I don't need any help. I'm strong. I'm not a sissy boy. Well, if you're a guy listening to this podcast and I'm being deadpan serious here, you're having a problem with your marriage or you've experienced the death and you haven't properly grieved, and I don't mean you gotta just vomit on everybody, you know what I mean with that. But if you're not talking about that and getting it out, you're looking for some problems down the road, my friend. And I talk to multiple people every week that are having issues, and sometimes we can help work them through it. Sometimes it doesn't work out as well. And oftentimes they just need to get it out. So I want to encourage you to do that. But anyway, that's what I do. I feel exceptionally privileged. At times it is exceptionally draining. And I think one of the drawbacks, which I hate, is on those days when I do talk to a lot of people who are having major, major problems, some of them anyway, by the time I get home, as you can imagine, I'm not very talkative. So, but I need to share with Cindy. I don't mean share details of people I've talked with, but I mean, I need to share as far as talking to her and listening to how things are going in her life. And that's a good lesson for all of us. But anyhow, getting back to the glasses, we just want to keep it honest here. That's who I am. That's what I do. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I feel like I'm one of the most blessed, privileged people on the earth, to be able to do what I do. Even though at times I want to pull what little hair I got out, I feel very exceptionally blessed. And I talk to people every week, if not several times a week. When they leave my office or we're through, I sit back and I think, man, God, thank you. For whatever reason, I'm not walking their road right now. I'm not in their shoes at the moment. So, look around. I guarantee you got somebody worse off than you. If you're feeling a little down or sorry for yourself, you could be somebody else with a whole set of problems that are different and more intense. Anyway, again, that's enough about that. On the glasses, I ended up getting the corded kind with rubber tips that you put over the ends. And there's a rubber piece that the cord is inserted through that you can pull to adjust, and you can make it as tight as you want to be, or as loose as you want it to be. But evidently it'll hold them on. I'm wearing it now, first time, and I'm not having any issues. But one of the reasons I wanted to start wearing some prescription eyewear was looking at my watch. Man, I was having all kinds of problems being able to see it in the dark, especially. And when I hit the button to see the numbers, couldn't hardly see them bouncing around, and they're sort of a puke green looking, and so I just couldn't see it. And so I used countdown timer this past week, last run, when I did the intervals, and the watch, I could see what I was doing. and it worked great. And the hassle of having on my glasses, if that's what hassle I consider, I think I can deal with it. I don't know if I'll wear them all the time, but until it gets to be a lot of daylight, at least I'll be wearing them, and I'm not planning to race in them. Getting back to the watch situation, this past week on the interval run, man, the moon is beautiful. I just entered a straightaway in a big development I run through, and I don't know, it's just above the top of the trees, and it looks like it's big as a plate. Sort of a yellow color, just really unusual looking, really neat. But I used the countdown timer on my watch and was finally able to see it good with my, since I had glasses on, which is absolutely wonderful being able to see. But I ran 9 120-second intervals with 120-second rest between, and in that 36 minutes, actually 34 minutes, because I didn't count the last 2 minutes of rest, my watch told me that I covered almost exactly 4 miles in 34 minutes. Well, that's pretty good, you know, especially considering I ran half of it at a recovery pace. But this coming week will be the last full week before the wake of the race. I plan to run the 10 120-second intervals with rests of the same length in between. And then the next week is the week of the race. I will, at that time, run a, 10-minute, 12-minute at the most. Let that be the actual time that I'm running at tempo pace. So, and that'll finish up the training. Other than today, which is my long run for me, planning to run 2.5 hours, which I should break 16 miles. Only thing is, I stopped and talked to the cats a minute, and the couple from the church, I stood there and talked to them 45 seconds while I petted their dog. And we may not add up. If we don't, it's okay. But we're planning to go for 2.5 hours today, and I'm glad to have you along for the run. This morning before I left, got geared up, of course, put my glasses on with the holder for the first time. And so far, it's working okay, but I'm having the opposite problem. The problem is not them wanting to fall off of my nose. The problem is them riding up my nose till my eyelashes are actually hitting the glass. I loosened the back a little bit where I've got them connected, or the strap rather, but we'll see how that goes. When I didn't use the strap the other day, I didn't have that problem. So maybe it'll get better. But I've got my Nathan belt on, the pouch, which I've been wearing for several months. I've got 2 watermelon extreme beans with caffeine in my pouch. And I've got 1 Honey Stinger Gold in there. And I've got my telephone, which instead of putting it in the pouch, since it's not raining, I decided to just put it on my back, connect it to my belt. So far, I don't even know it's there. If it rings, I'll hear it. And then on the other side, under my left elbow, I've got the pod for my watch. And then, of course, I've got my 768s, New Balances. I'm wearing those today. They give a little more support than the Pegasuses do. And the Perfectos are getting so many miles on them, I'm going to have to retire the blue pair here. I don't know, 2 or 3 more weeks. I've got on a new yellow starter wicking long sleeve shirt that I bought at Walmart back in the early summer. It'd be a long sleeve. I think I gave $2.50 for it. I'm not kidding. Seriously, I believe that's what I paid for it. So I cut the tags off of it, and I've worn it the last two runs. It's working out fine. There's a little bit of insurance today. I took the deodorant and went over my nipples because a run this long, although it's certainly not that warm today, can cause some bleeding and regular old degree. And a perspirant seems to do the trick for me. And then in the pouch itself, of course, I've got the recorder with a line running up through my shirt, back of my cap, over my ear, clipped to the brim of my hat. And then in the pouch, as I told you, I've got the beans and the gel. This morning before I left, I drank about 10 ounces of water, ate a piece of toast with a good bit of peanut butter on it, and ate one pack of the Cherry Extreme beans. Because I'm realizing on a longer run like this, it's not just important to replenish, but I really need to give myself a little bump before I leave. So that's what we did. And we're planning to go 2.5 hours. We'll see how it goes. So far I feel good, but I haven't been running exceptionally long yet. I want to go back to the watch for just a second. And I know some of you use Garmin's, maybe another brand, I don't know, but I've heard different ones talk about Garmin. And while I didn't want to fork out the money necessary for that, the watch I've got right now retailed for, I think it was $209. I gave $129 for it, or $120 6 months ago or whatever, but I was just checking recently and it's down to $100. I'll try to put the link to that as well, but I will put a picture of the watch up. It's a Timex, I just can't remember what it's called, but I'll put a picture and a link to where I ordered mine. And if you have not been using a GPS watch and you want to get in on a relatively inexpensive level, I just want to tell you about this one real quick. First of all, I love the GPS technology, especially for running. The fact that with this particular watch, and I'm sure they'll all do this, I can set it and it will tell me how far I'm going, how far I've traveled rather. And while I'm reading the time at the bottom in the bigger window, at the top in a smaller window, I can scroll back and forth between the distance I've traveled. In real time, you can literally see the hundreds change. Or the speed, average speed, real speed, maximum speed so far, or the pace at the moment, or the average pace, or the maximum pace. And you'll do that in miles or kilometers. Of course, I choose miles. You may use metric where you are. You're part of the world, so it would work for that. It'll also keep running tab of the, it's got an odometer that you can scroll through later at any time of the day and see how many total miles you've traveled, which is really convenient for the week. In other words, if I started on Sunday, reset it rather before I start, end of the week, go to the odometer and it gives me the total mileage for the week, which is pretty neat. Of course, I know software programs do that. You can figure it up yourself, but it's convenient. And the main thing I like about it, not the main, but it tells time. It's like I talked to my mother this week, and my stepdad's been sick, and she said, I thought you never would call me, and I'd sit here and wait for you to call. I said, Mama, guess what? I sent that phone hanging on the wall, you know how, when it rings and you pick it up and you talk to me? Well, guess what? You can punch in my number, and it'll ring, and you know what happens? She joked laughingly. Laughingly joked with me. She said, what? I said, if I'm home, I'll pick it up. And I can talk to you just like I am now. I said, or if I'm not home, you can leave me a message and my digital self will take that message and relay that back to me and I'll call you back. My mother's a card. I pick on her. And she takes it and she can definitely give it out. But what I'm saying, this watch, for relatively a reasonable amount to me, will, I was kidding, yeah, it'll tell time, obviously. But it'll do all those things I described, plus one that I'm really beginning to appreciate and learn more is the timer for my intervals the other day. My glasses are fogging up. I'm not on the main road. Maybe it's car exhaust, I don't know. But I set it, and at the end of each interval, 60 seconds, in my case, 120, it will either start over, it'll give a 10-second alarm, start over, stop, or stop and switch to the begin running the chronograph. Well, what I discovered is I can set it, get the chronograph with the GPS going, recording my distance, pace and all that, go over to the timer mode where I've already set my intervals, start that, go back to the chronograph mode, and while I'm looking at my time and distance and all that, it will actually still alarm every 120 seconds. In my case, stepping in some glass. And the same would work for you. So what I'm getting at is if you're running any type of speed work or time work for a race, consider that. And it'd be very, very helpful to you. And I'm sure any watch will do that. And by the way, you don't have to have a GPS watch. Probably any Ironman model would have a timer with an alarm. You could use it for that. That's a feature I really, really like. And I'm sure I'll be using more. When I do my last set of intervals next week, I'll use it. And when I use it to do the next tempo run the week of the race, shorter tempo run, I'll have it preset for 10 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever. And that way I can just start the timer and it'll tell me when I need to stop or go back to recovery. So I highly recommend it. I have entered Finch Field, historic field, baseball field here in Thomasville. It's a little after 7 and the fog has begun to settle in. And as I look out across the field, there are wisps of fog covering the whole thing. It has an eerie and surreal and yet peaceful feeling, in the sense that fog's been settling on land and here, at least, for however long it's been here. And it's pretty cool. But it's just a very surreal type of thing. It's as if the fog is coming in slowly. I can't remember who said it, but the fog creeps in a little cat's feet. Sort of what it's doing now. About 10 minutes ago, passed a couple of guys running. Same ones I saw running, I don't know, 2 or 3 months back. Spoke, said, "How you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing all right. How are you guys?" I was coming this way, they were going that way. And I know it's the same ones, but I didn't stop talking any longer than that. I also took the Jelly Bellies. I was a little behind. I took those at 51 minutes. And we're going to go about an hour and 17, 18 minutes and then turn around. And right now I'm in an hour and 6 minutes. So far I feel good. My legs are a little bit, my quads especially, a little bit sore. But I'm not burning it up, but I'm not dragging my feet either. So I guess that's to be expected. It's going to be really interesting to see how I feel the last 15 minutes or so of this one. It's literally uncharted for me, but we will certainly let you know how it goes. We are 1 hour 50, just about turnover, 1 hour 54 minutes into the run, and we've covered 12.50 miles. So, I don't know, I'm guesstimating 9 minutes, 15 second pace, something like that. I'm not really overly concerned about the pace today. Mainly just want to get the time on my feet in. I'm feeling good. Took another jail at, let's see, about an hour and 35 minutes, something like that. And we'll take the last thing that I brought, the Stinger Gold, at about 10 or 15 minutes into top of the hour. In other words, 20 minutes before I finish the run, we'll do that. So far, it's going good. I did find out, I didn't know if I shared with you or not, that the marathon's been changed from May the 2nd to March the 20th, which means that I need to begin training for the program I've chosen to use around December 6th. And I'm hoping to get the long run of that training program. I hope to do one 20 miler and one 22 miler leading up to the race. Might do a couple of 20s and a 22. 22 being the longest, and that will probably be the third week out. No more than second week out. No closer, rather. So we're going to begin training for that after this is over, the half. And also, talking to a friend of mine who is a lung cancer survivor. I know several people who are. And she was telling me about a race. It's 5K in Greensboro, November 14th. And it raises money for, not the American Lung Association, but some type of lung research or rehab program. And she was at the last race I ran, the Heart Strides, because she participates in that because of her pulmonary issues. So she volunteered for that race. Anyway, she asked me about the 14th, would I be interested in running it, possibly race a little money. And I looked at the calendar and figured 14th is open. And also the fact that that will be about a month after the half. And 3 weeks before I need to start training for the marathon. So it'd be a good time. Run a 5K. And also in lieu of that, or that enlightens the situation with the upcoming marathon, that I promised myself my first marathon, I would raise money for the American Lung Association or something similar in memory of my dad who died with lung cancer. So this will help me get my feet in the door about how do you go about raising money and soliciting funds and how do people pay for their donations and all that. Hey, buddy. Beautiful white and brown long-haired dog is tied up. Hey, buddy. So that'll help me to get my foot in the door as to what that is like. So we probably will have the half coming up, we know. Probably the race November 14th, and we'll give you more info later. And then the marathon. Those are all the races I'm planning to run over the course of the next several months, with the exception of maybe one other 5K in the midst of the marathon training. Okay, we are almost 2 hours, 2.5 minutes shy of it. We've covered 13.02 miles. So within the next 17 minutes, I will go further than I've run in the last 30 years, which feels a little daunting, but it also feels great. So hang with me a few more minutes. We'll be back to wrap things up then. We are 2 hours, 30 minutes
a few seconds into this run, and we're going to go 2:30, 2:30, just to cover up for a couple of times I stopped and got water, three times actually, petted a cat, spoke to the people, although I certainly feel okay to not do that. I just want to push myself a wee bit further. I feel surprisingly well. My legs feel good, although definitely can tell it. The heels in the last little bit have pulled on me as I've gone up, but as I crest and level out or go back down, I feel good. Actually, I feel good enough I could pick up the pace just a hair. I think I will. Don't know what pace I've been running, but I felt comfortable. I felt strong. The beans have come through again. And with the exception of having to chew those, there's really no problem. And I've learned, rather than eating one at the time, I throw about a fourth or third of the bag in my mouth, chew it as I go. I don't always have water right then, but that's not a major problem either. I've discovered I can eat the beans or drink, take down the gels without water at that moment, as long as I get it next time, and I'm okay. All right, we got just a few seconds, literally. And I'm gonna push it. Whoa. Okay. Brother, let me tell you, I can tell I just ran 2.5 hours, but I felt surprisingly well. For me, it's never the issue of breath or that necessarily. It's my legs, and they're not really an issue, but I can tell that they are going through the paces. Traffic has been horrendous the last 30 minutes. I believe everybody and their brother's having a yard sale. So I've had to dodge a lot of cars. Not literally dodge, but you know what I'm saying. Unlike it was earlier when I left the house. This will be the longest run I take, probably until we get seriously into the marathon training. I'll go back to the 90 minute, 2 hours being my longest, and build up for each half or marathon as we need be. Right now, I don't feel a sense of wanting to run beyond 2 hours, maybe once or twice a month on a regular basis. But this has shown me that I can do the distance, and I'm not comparing this to marathon or even marathon training, but my body can adapt and take it, and yours can too. Let me give you a report here. Okay, 2 hours, 32 minutes, 34 seconds. We covered 17.11 miles. And average speed was 6.7 miles an hour. Average pace, 8 minutes, 54 seconds for 17 miles. I'll be honest with you, I'm very pleased with that. And I'm beginning to think the distance is more what I enjoy than the shorter races. We'll see how that goes after I really try to run one lengthier race like the marathon or half. All right. Listen, thanks for being with me this week. I've enjoyed having you along. Go to my blog, if you would, The 20-Minute Runner, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. I've also added the code for the Cool Running Headlines So you can go down to the left-hand side and see cool running updates out each week, the latest on races, running things, stuff like that. CoolRunning.com, I guess, is the base site for that, but I've added that to it. I would encourage you to check that out. Send me an email. Let me hear from you. How's your training going? Any questions or comments? Also, remember, race reports. We're going to post your pictures if you send me one. We'll play any audio you send me in an upcoming podcast. And we'll post your written race reports on the sister blog that has a link on the 20minuterunner.blogspot.com. So I'd love to hear from you. Share how you're doing at your race, or how you did at your race, with our fellow listeners. Each week we pick up a few more, and we're thankful for that. If you enjoy the podcast, tell other folks about it, and I really appreciate it. I mean it. I really, really appreciate you being on board, and it's great to, I feel like I'm running with you when I'm out here doing this. So, but this has been a good one. It's been a long one, but I feel surprisingly well. So I'm definitely ready for the half. Don't know what we'll do, but I really believe an hour and 45 minutes is possible. Maybe a little better than that, but we'll see. All right. I appreciate you being with me again. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Hope your training's going well. We'll talk to you again, Lord willing, in 7 or 8 days. And have a great week, everybody. See you later. Bye-bye. Been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.